My grandmother was one of those people who never liked to throw things away. It was very much a waste not, want not mentality that came out of being a product of the Great Depression. And so that meant for us washing plastic cups at Thanksgiving, saving little pieces of aluminum foil that might be useful instead of throwing them away, and never, ever, ever throwing away a plastic container. Because who needs Tupperware when you have an empty butter bowl, am I right? That was very much her mentality. Reuse it, don't waste it, don't throw it away. And sometimes we get lost in this new era of consumerism where, you know, it's just easier to throw things away, get something new. But what about your business? Wouldn't it be easier for you if you had a way to reuse content rather than constantly creating new stuff? Let's talk about how we can repurpose our email marketing.
Welcome to Copy That Converts, the podcast that gives you copywriting and email marketing tips to help your business connect with ideal clients who will actually buy. Consider me your bossy big sister for your business. I'll tell you exactly what to do to create high converting copy so you can close your laptop with confidence knowing that you've created words that work. I'm Megan Wisdom, a certified copywriter and bona fide big sis who's helped 5, 6, and 7-figure business owners make thousands of dollars through email marketing. And I want to help you do that too. Get ready for some no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is advice with a sprinkle of fun as we learn how to create copy that converts into sales.
Since we are talking about how to make running an online business easier today, I just want to remind you that there is a full-service email marketing option for you here at Megan Wisdom Copywriting. That means you get done-for-you copy, all your emails written, plus all your emails formatted and scheduled so you never have to open up your email marketing platform if you don't want to. As a certified conversion copywriter, I make sure that all of your emails are written with the goal of conversion to make more sales. So not only do you get that, but you also get customized metric reports at the end of each month, analyzing your personal data, showing you what is performing well, what could be changed, getting a strategy behind email marketing, not just copy alone. So if that's for you, join the waitlist. We currently do not have any openings at this time, but we are going to open up some spots here in the next month or so. So now's your chance to be first in line if you need email marketing taken off your plate. But let's talk about what to do with all the emails you've already written, because waste not, want not, am I right? One easy way, most practical way to use your email right now is to turn it into graphics. What are your key takeaways? What are your main points? Did you share any tips or tricks? Turn it into a carousel and put it on social media, because chances are the people who are reading your email list may not be seeing your social media posts and vice versa. So if you have an opportunity to educate or inform more people through a visual graphic, then do so. Even those people who have read your email, they're not going to get offended if they see it in a carousel post on Instagram. Okay, so go ahead and turn that into a beautiful graphic. It's easy to do, and it takes one less thing of like, what am I going to post on social this week? There you go. Use what you put in your email. Have you considered turning your email into a blog post? Now, if you're using your email to promote a blog post, this will not work. But if you're just using your email to educate or inform or sell, there are probably points within your email that can be turned into a longer article, right? So think of it as like a mini outline for a blog post, and then elaborate, because obviously emails need to be short, like 250 words or less, whereas blog posts need to be longer and they need to be SEO optimized. So you can elaborate on something in a longer, more in-depth way than you can an email. So think of your email as a really easy way to get started blogging. You already have your outline, you already have your content ideas. Now just elaborate on that thing. And the third and probably best way to reuse email content is to save what you've written for future opt-in sequences, welcome sequences, sales sequences. Instead of just writing it once and it being gone forever, what if it could live in a sequence, an automation of some sort? So instead of feeling overwhelmed, like, oh, I've got to create this opt-in sequence, I don't want to, instead you could use what you already have. So let's say you create digital downloads on Etsy. Let's say your digital download is some kind of birthday party game for a themed birthday party for little girls. You've probably sent helpful, value-filled emails to your audience in the past explaining how to prepare for a birthday party, how to plan a party in the least amount of time, where to find amazing decorations for your theme party, what kind of party favors you would give for this theme, and so on and so forth. So instead of starting from scratch, use what you have. Be like Memaw, you know, reuse your butter tins. Go in and use those emails as part of your sequence. And you say, well, somebody's already read them. Yeah, and those people are already on your list. They're most likely not going to opt in again. And if they do, no big deal. Like, that is the least of your concerns. What you really want to concern yourself with is creating content that provides value, that nurtures them, that increases your know-like trust, that shows your credibility as a salesperson, and this is going to do it. That's what you need to focus on. And bonus, one last thing to take away time from your busy week, right? Because this is going to be so much simpler. You just have to tweak it a little bit, make sure the subject lines shine for an opt-in, and then set up your automation inside your email service provider. Easy peasy. Much easier than spending another 4 to 7 hours creating a new sequence. 3 ways to repurpose your emails today. 1, social media post. 2, create a blog. And 3, repurpose in an automated sequence. I hope you'll try these out and let me know if you do, or if you have further questions about how exactly to do this. I love hearing from you guys. You can catch me on Instagram at MeganWisdomWrites. And until next time, happy repurposing.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, I'd be so grateful if you shared it with a business bestie. Or better yet, leave a review on iTunes, because by doing so, you'll help this podcast reach more business owners who can learn how to use copywriting to grow their businesses. And that's what we're all about here. So thanks.